I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. For our GeoQuiz today, we're looking for a Middle Eastern country that shares its largest border with Syria. That country is Lebanon. Lebanon is indeed the answer to our quiz today. Now, one enterprising Lebanese man wants to brand food such as falafel and hummus as his nation's original creation. The World's Aaron Schachter reports from Beirut.
To paraphrase the famous bard, that which we call hummus, by any other name, would it taste so garlicky and lemony and tahini-ish? Well, Fadi Aboud wants the world to find out, just as it did with a sparkling white wine all producers once called champagne, and a salty goat's milk cheese all makers once called feta. Aboud is president of the Association of Lebanese Industries.
Our cuisine is part of our heritage, of our history, of our culture. You know, we feel that we can prove that a lot of the so-called Mediterranean specialties originate from this part of the world.
I don't find that anywhere I've been in the world anyone says it's Israeli food or Egyptian food or Syrian food. It's Middle Eastern food. It's owned by everybody. This is not like champagne, which comes from a region in France. This is not like feta.
You read on Sabra hummus, and this is a very famous, you know, brand of hummus. They are claiming that it's an Israeli dish. Actually, it's quite a good hummus, I must admit. But, you know, with all due respect, I do not agree that hummus is a traditional Israeli dish, because we've been eating hummus here long before Israel was created. It doesn't mean that they're going to stop producing hummus. It simply means that they might choose to call it Golda Meir's chickpea dip. And everybody is happy with that. But, you know, if they want to call it hummus, I think we own the name. That's very simple.
Aboud believes Lebanon could recoup tens of millions of dollars in lost income from Israel and other countries if it also owned the names tabbouleh, baba ganoush, kibbeh, like a meatball, and maybe even that other chickpea specialty, falafel. Zuhair Mustafa Sahyoun knows falafel. He spent 40 years at what he claims is Beirut's oldest falafel joint, started by his dad, M. Sahyoun.
This is silliness, isn't it, for Lebanon to try and sue Israel over falafel?
No. In Israel, they say this falafel is coming from Israel, but no, it's not from Israel. Maybe in Israel, they take it from Lebanon, because the neighbors for Lebanon...
Sahyoun says falafel was actually created in Egypt, but perfected in Lebanon. So maybe it won't be one of the dishes Lebanon claims as its own invention. Besides falafel, Sahyoun knows from food fights. His brothers opened a shop next door, also called M. Sahyoun Falafel. The two of them have been, as he puts it, divorced since around the beginning of the year. The Sahyoun brothers are both managing to make money, which, after all, is what the potential hummus, falafel, tabbouleh, kibbeh, baba ganoush battle is really all about. Not a few Lebanese note that after Greece won its claims over the name feta, some of the largest cheesemakers in the world opened factories there. And that's far from silly. For The World, I'm Aaron Schachter in Beirut.